Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands upon us, Lord. Father, we honor and adore you. We worship you. We magnify you, glorify you. Breathe upon this service today. Let not one person leave here the same. And lay your hands on our lives. Be glorified, Lord. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise and welcome someone here to this service as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Please be seated. Once again, I bring greetings to everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Greetings again from Bayelsa State, from Yenagoa in Bayelsa State, Onitsha in Anambra State, and Benin in Edo State. One more time, let me reiterate and make it clear that whatever assignment we are out doing is not for our name or for ourselves. It is first for the kingdom and also on behalf of this commission. Give the Lord the praise. So, we are out for you. All that I can encourage you to do is just ensure that you are not aloof watching. Three things can be done. The first thing that can be done is to be prayerfully involved. Before we go into the field, while we are on the field, intensity of praying. Lord, let the souls be saved. Lord, let the bodies be healed. Lord, let the lands be revived. Take everyone there safely, bring them back safely. Second thing that will be done is that you occupy the ground while you are at home. Just ensure that you are there when you are meant to be there in service. Ensure that you are there also winning the souls in the neighborhood. The third thing that can be done is to be financially involved. Like I said in the first service, and I will say it again, I might not be able to take a whole crusade, but I will be able to, if it is 1,000, if it is 5,000, if it is 100,000, 1 million, this is to be sown towards the crusades. In that way, all of us feel a part of the crusade. You don't feel like, okay, they are walking, I'm here. Somebody gave us his plane to use for the crusades. They dropped us off in Bayelsa, went back, came to pick us from Bayelsa to Asaba, went, returned back to pick us from there to Edo and so on. And then I spoke with him as we arrived, and I said, you know what? As we went round, the souls that were saved, I believe that God will allocate some to you because you make the movement easy and possible. That is, you may not be there on the crusade ground, but directly or indirectly you were involved. Am I communicating at all? So look at your neighbor, say we are together on the assignment. Say it's a kingdom assignment, and I am not left behind. I am fully involved in what is going on. Say a loud amen. In a short while, I'll give you the briefing of what has happened in those states and also let you know what has happened so far in the Philippines since we left there. And we believe that God will be glorified. But this morning, quickly, I want to speak on the subject beyond being blessed. This is part two. Beyond being blessed. I read Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 to verse 3 in the first service, where the Bible said, "And I'll make of thee a great nation, and I'll bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I'll bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Psalm 37, verse 35 to 36. 25 to 26. have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful. He lendeth. He is a giver, and his seed is blessed forever. This morning our objective is to understand God's purpose for the blessing of his people. What is his purpose? And number two, understanding the way of the blessing. What is God's purpose? In the first service, I said that the major purpose of God, the divine purpose of God in our being blessed, is to make us a blessing. So I identified, I broke it down into five things that I, key thoughts that I enumerated. I'm going to quickly rush through that and then get into another five key thoughts that are closely related to what I said earlier on, but said in another form. First of all, we said that there is something better than being blessed, and there is something higher than being blessed, and that is being a blessing. Something better than being blessed, something higher than being blessed, that is being a blessing. Number two, I said the blessing is not designed to be a stationary dam. The blessing is designed to be a flowing river. God does not bless so that it's dammed. It is he blesses so that it flows. It's not meant to be a stationary dam. It is a flowing river. Number three, I said that asking God to be blessed without the desire to be a blessing is making requests that can't be granted. God bless me. And you don't have a desire to be a blessing. You are making requests of God, requests that can't be granted. I said that in the first service, asking God to be blessed without your desire to be a blessing is making requests of God that can't be granted. And then I said that God's blessing targets not just individuals, but families, communities, and nations. The blessings of God has a target. It is not just individuals, but families, communities, nations. Through you shall the families of the earth be blessed. That is the target of God's blessing. Not just individuals, but families, communities, and nations. I said that in the first service. And then finally, I said that a blessing that will not flow will not come. And if it comes, it cannot last. That kind of blessing that a person has, and it doesn't flow to anybody, it will not come. And if it came by any accident, it cannot last. The things that I have said now, I'm going to say the same thing. Five of them, they flip side, or rather, in a deeper understanding in this service. And that is number one, if you like. I don't know how the media is going to place it, but this is number one for this service. First, if I can make it six. First, far more crucial, vital, and important than being blessed is becoming a blessing. There is something more important, something more critical, something more vital than being blessed, and that is becoming a blessing. In Acts chapter 20 verse 35, he said, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring, You ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. How he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It's an exciting thing to receive. But it is a critical thing to release. Your worth and your value on earth is not by what you received. Your worth and your value with God is by what you released. Nobody was ever recognized by what they consumed. People are recognized by what they contributed. Nobody. Secondly, for this service, look at this. The blessing was never designed to be a destination. The blessing was designed for distribution. It was never designed to be a destination. Nobody reaches a destination and say, I am blessed. No, the blessing of God in the lives of people was designed for distribution. Did you see 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17? He made this point very clear and crystal. He said, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. After that, verse 18, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, schools, hospitals, churches, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. The blessing is not a destination. It is for distribution. Ready to distribute. Willing to communicate. We have a lot of people in our generation, so-called rich men, that are dams, that are distributing to nobody. That is why we have a lot of poverty in our nation, poverty in Africa. If there was distribution, unemployment would be gone. You will see people, housing problem will be solved. The blessing was never designed to be a destination. The blessing was designed for distribution. It was never designed for accumulation. It was designed for distribution. Number three thing here says, asking for things just for personal consumption is asking amiss. Direct scripture. Asking for things just for personal consumption is asking amiss. In bracket, that means it is misfiring in prayer. People misfire in prayer when the only thing they ask of is what they want to consume. That was what James said in James chapter 4 verse 3. He said, you ask and you receive not because you ask amiss. Why? That you may consume it. If you stop there, it's enough. That you may consume it on your own personal desires and lust. Give me a car. Give me a car. Give me a house. Give me a job. Give me a house. Give me children. Give me. And all of it is, Jim, give me. Do you understand what I'm saying? And there is not a prayer point, Lord. I want to establish people. I want to impact my world. I want to build churches. I want to do this and I want to do that. And I'm not asking for money because I need money for myself. I am asking for money because I need to bless a generation. It's like the mother of Samuel said, I am not asking for a child because I need a child. I am asking for a child, Lord, because you need a prophet. Asking for things just for personal consumption is asking amiss. I've done 21 days prayer and fasting, 7 days prayer and fasting, 10 days prayer and fasting. I've done short fasts. I've done middle range fast. I have done long fasts. Huh? Short fast is anything 1 to 3 days. Middle level is between like 7 days to 14 days. To 10 days, 14 days. Long fast is anything from 21 days to 40 days. Do you understand what I'm saying? Somebody saw me during January fast. And he says, sir, how come we are fasting? I am not losing any weight. But you are so, the fast has affected you so drastically. I say, we are not doing the same type of fast. Your own, you may eat in the morning and then before you start and break in the evening. But I can't tell you the one I am doing. Do you understand what I'm talking about? But 99.9% of this fast is not after what I am asking God for me. You can see God, you ask him. People's challenge, people's problem, the purpose of God on the earth, his agenda for our generation. And it did not start today. I was in Benin, Uniben, this weekend for the campus crusade. And a medical doctor flew all the way from the United Kingdom to come for that conference. And he was telling everybody there. He said, this pastor you see, man of God, was our president, Nigerian Conference of Christian Medical and Dental Student, 30 something years ago. He said, what you are seeing today did not start today. He said, when you need in conference in Calabar, that conference was actually 91. Right? And he said, there was somebody who followed them who did not believe in the power of God. But by the time God was through with him, he said at that place, nobody laid hands on anybody. The man of God is standing there and everybody is dropping inside the crowd. 34 years ago. He said, whatever you see today did not start today. He said, there are some people we don't know their history with God. He said, we know the history of this one. Do you understand what I'm saying? And he came from the UK for the program, 1 day program. And at the end, he said, I'm flying back now. We met him at the airport flying back. That was what he came for. But these fastings were not anchored on what we wanted. I want you to begin to make it easy for God to answer your prayers by beginning to ask for things that make you a blessing rather than things you are trying to consume. That was point number 4, right? Asking for things just for personal consumption is asking amiss. I'm not saying that we should not have needs and say, Lord, I'm trusting you for this and that need. God can answer, God can help us in that. But your prayers become more expeditious. For example, Lord, I need my health to work for you. I need my health. I have so much to do with my life and so much to do for the kingdom. I cannot afford hypertension. That is somebody praying and asking God, take this high blood pressure from my system. I have so much to do for the kingdom. Lord, I can't afford to be trekking to church. I need to glorify your name with my supplies. Let the people who see me see that I'm not wasting time serving God. Lord, I need resources to be able to boss people. You know, those kind of things that are tied to something kingdom. The woman's Hannah was so wise that even though she needed a son, she tied it to what God needed. Somebody is blessed. But can you say a louder amen? Now you sound the louder most amen with what I'm about to say. Okay, now, first of all, somebody is blessed. Now, but somebody is a blessing. Somebody is blessed. But somebody here is a blessing. If you are the one that is that blessing, shout the loudest amen. Shout the loud most amen. Shout the loud most amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. 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 Asking for things just for personal consumption is asking amiss, misfiring in prayers and number five. But number four, God's dealing with man is designed to spread beyond. Alright, God's dealing with a person is designed to spread beyond that person onto his generation. He deals with you, and his dealing is designed to spread beyond you to your generation. Spread beyond you to your generation. Spread beyond you to your generation. That's God's dealing. I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing. Is designed. I don't want what I want to do to remain with you. I want what I want to do with you to spread to your generation. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 8. It said, God, the Lord sent a word into Jacob and it has lighted upon Israel. When God has raised you, he expects you to raise others. When God has lifted you, he expects you to lift people. When God has blessed you, he expects people to be blessed through your blessing. Somebody, a pastor, was going to minister somewhere in South America. He flew from his country and he came to me in Abuja here last Sunday. I said, what brought you? He said, I came for you to pray for me before I go to preach there. He flew from Southern Africa. He said, I cannot go in my strength until you lay hands on me. I prayed for him. He flew back the same afternoon. Went to the airport and flew back to his country. The next day, he flew to that nation. And he began to minister. And he began to do everything that we do. He was dancing with his leg like this. Walking canes are up. Say, you come out. How are you walking before? Okay, walk now. Everything is there with his wife walking. What did I just say? God raised you to raise people. God touched you to touch people. God helped you to help people. God blessed you to bless people. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen.
somebody shout the loudest, amen.
That was number four. And number five. Are you ready for these? A blessing that is contained by man cannot be sustained by God. God blessed you, you contain it. You keep it to yourself. You hold it to yourself. It can never be sustained by God. If it will be sustained by God, it must be released by man. I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing. I am not blessing you to contain it. You are not meant to be a container of the blessing. You are meant to be a channel of the blessing. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Having said all of this, because of time, what are the ways you can be a blessing? I enumerated some ways in the first service, and I'll go over it briefly for the sake of time. First of all, I say you can be a blessing, being a blessing, by being a blessing through building the house, cities, and kingdom of God in the earth. We looked at all of that, Cyrus and several people there, being a blessing through building the house like this, building the cities, building the kingdom of God in the earth. You can be a blessing. You can be a blessing through building the house, cities, and kingdom of God in the earth. Second, by being a blessing through offering livelihood to multitudes. That is, you are a mass employer of labor. We saw the life of Isaac there. We saw the life of Solomon there. Why did you take it off the screen? There are some offering livelihood. Many people owe their livelihood to you. They have monthly salary because of you. Monthly salary because of you. That's why I said there is something better than being blessed. That is being a blessing. Number three, being a blessing through attacking poverty, lack, and scarcity in the lives of multitudes of the less privileged. You attack poverty. You attack lack. You attack scarcity. That is, you have a scholarship fund on. You have a program for widows that is ongoing. You have program for the less privileged. You have a skill acquisition program on. We looked at that in this first service. All right, very soon there will be a third service. So give the Lord the praise. And fourthly, by being a blessing, by being a voice for the kingdom of God. Being a blessing by being a voice for the kingdom of God. Those were the points we outlined in the first service. I am going to outline four closely related but different points in this second service. How can I be a blessing? Number one. Or number five now. Being a blessing through spreading the kingdom of God in the earth. Spreading. In the first service, what we saw was that you are building the house, building churches, and building the house on the earth. This one is spreading the kingdom in the earth. This is the place of evangelism. This is a place of financing evangelism, financing crusades, financing outreaches. The Bible said in Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17, he said, cry yet saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. My cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. I want to give prosperity to my people so that they can take the gospel to Yanagoa and release the gospel to Onisha and go to Benin and go to Pagadian and go to Bicolabian in the Philippines and go to Manila and go to Mexico and go to Argentina and go to Brazil and go to Hong Kong and go to Indonesia and go to Pakistan and just spread abroad. My cities shall yet be spread abroad. That was what happened. There were some women that ministered to Jesus. Look at Luke chapter 8 verse 1 to 3. Luke chapter 8 verse 1 to 3. The Bible said it came to pass afterward that they went throughout every city and village. That reminds me of some people who will go to village where there is no road and then go to cities. Every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. Look at this. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils. Keep going. Verse 3. And Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's, one translation says Herod's business manager, and Susanna, and many others, they ministered to him from their substance. You can give us the New Living Translation or Living Bible. Jesus was moving about in verse 1. No. New Living Translation, verse 3. Jesus was moving about in verse 1, and they were telling us what was causing the move. And others, many others, were contributing from their own resources to support Jesus and his disciples. They were releasing their funds, releasing their substance to ensure that this move from village to city goes on, is sustained. Am I communicating? And this in verse. And Peter did the same when he gave his sheep in Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 5, to Jesus to stand, to preach from. He did the same. Like I said, in the first service, you are involved financially in the crusades happening. You can take a whole crusade if you have that capacity. You can take some aspects of a crusade. You can just make a little substantial release according to your level. And we'll come to that shortly. Hallelujah. Being a blessing. Number two now in this service, through spreading the kingdom. Number two, being a blessing. Through being a shelter and a succor to many. You are a shelter. You are a succor to many. That is, there are many people under your shelter. In 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 to verse 2. 1 Samuel 22, 1 to David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. Now look at verse 2. And everyone that was in distress, everyone that was in debt, everyone that was discontented, they gathered themselves unto him. He sheltered them. He became a captain over them. And they were with him about 400 men. 400 men under the shelter. 400 men under the feeding. 400 men under the protection of a man running from Saul and living inside a cave. How many people are under your shelter? How many people feed from you? How many people feed from your table? This can be extended to those who live with you or who live because of you under God, or who live by what you make available for them through being a shelter and a succor to many. We also saw Genesis chapter 50 verse 21 to verse 22 how Joseph succored his brethren. He said, now therefore fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. I will nourish you. I will succor you. You and your little ones. That is what it means to be a blessing. It can be anything from people are under your table, feeding from your table. Before we came to the glory dome here, while we're still in Area 1 and in our house in Area 1. I mean, all manner of people were feeding from the table. Drivers, everybody. And when it was meal time, when I would come, and they say the food is ready, and the question is, have people eaten? And if they have not eaten, you can't serve me. At times, my wife said, but you are fasting all the time. You don't really know whether people have eaten here. I said, oh no, I want. If you have, they have not been served, and she will ensure that they are served. If they have not been served, the same bus that took our children to school took the staff, household staff, the driver, the cook, the car, sorry, the chef's children, everyone. He took them to the same school being paid from our pocket. That is not a separate school for the August children and a separate school for the driver's children or for the chef's children. To the point where those who stopped working directly with us, the children still remained on scholarship, because where do you want them to take the children from the school there to where? Do you understand what I'm saying? And he sheltered them. I will shelter you. It is anything from that all the way to being an employer. You have hundreds of people praying for your life because that you live, they have a livelihood. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are people who pray that their boss should not die, because if the boss goes, maybe another family member or somebody comes and take over the business, sack everybody, eat all the money. So they are praying for you because you are there. This is what it means to be a blessing. Now, as I said in the first service, there are people here whose major prayer is, Lord, give me money to wipe out unemployment. Turn me into a billionaire. And let me be able to maybe take off 50,000 people off the street from the job market, where some of us are employing more people than even state governments. There are thousands of people under the payroll of this church, from here to all locations globally, including the United Kingdom, on the payroll of this church. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Including the United States. Hallelujah. Beloved, this is what it means to be blessed. Being a blessing. Number three now. It is being a blessing. Is that number three for this service? Yes. Being a blessing through rising to the occasion in situations of urgency, crisis, and emergency. Or rather, you are a blessing through rising to the occasion. In situations of urgency and crisis in the lives of the needy, you are a blessing because you will always rise to the occasion. In fact, it's as if you have a fund for the management of crisis in the lives of people. And I'm giving some people certain ideas right now. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 4, we saw the woman who was in crisis cried to Elisha when they wanted to take her children off. And Elisha rose to the occasion through the anointing. In Job chapter 29, verse 11 to verse 12, Job said, when the ear heard me, then he blessed me. When the eye saw me, it gave witness to me, because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. Now, in the last one, probably you have, if you have people under your care, and like we said in the last service, you have a fund for scholarship and so on. But in this case, somebody just arose and said, look, there is a medical bill of 500,000, 1 million, 2 million that is needed to save the life of our father now. They rose up and you arose. Say, it will save the life of your father. I have only 1.5 million in my account. But if it is to save life, take 500. And God said, is that what you will do? Let me give you 100 million. So you can do more of this kind of thing. Am I communicating at all? I'll just give you just two or three instances. A primary school classmate of mine, he said, I need to see you. I said, what is it? He came and he said, my child is about to come out of school because I don't have money to pay the child's fee. I said, that is not possible. How much is the fee? Handled. And for as long as that challenge exists, we are here by his message. Another classmate of mine, this one is secondary school, met me with his wife and children in my office right here. And by the time we finished talking and praying with them, the wife went on her knees and began to cry. I said, what is it, madam? He said, we are about to become homeless. How? He said, we have lived in a house for 12 years. But the woman of the house, whose husband has passed, wants to sell the house under pressure. And we are about to be pushed out. But she has given us the right of first refusal. If we can raise the money and buy. We don't have all the money. We have some money. And I asked the young man, I said, how much are you able to raise? He told me what he's raised. I said, okay, try. Let's see how far. By the time you reach the point, he said, sir, I've reached here. They're almost selling the house. Send me your account. It was wired to him in 6 zeros. So that he will not be stranded. You understand what I'm talking about? You are rising to the occasion. Lord, thank you for the privilege to rise to the occasion. Am I communicating at all? A church is about to be sold. Church was renting. They are about to sell the church and turn it to something else. They have been leasing the place. And the pastor and the church membership don't have the money. And the Christian Association of Nigeria president, chairman of that state, put a call through to us. Really? How much is it? It was told the money was wired to them. Till today, we don't know the pastor. We don't need to know them. I am not saying all this to impress you, but to give you the examples which communicate principles of what it means to rise to the occasion and be a blessing to your generation. So what happens is God will empower you with resources to ensure that when they rise like that and when there is a cry like that, you will not be limited. You will be able to do something. I prophesy upon somebody here today, in the name of Jesus, the Lord will use you to be a blessing to your generation. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Finally, how are we a blessing? By being a blessing. By influencing policies and galvanizing support in the favor of God's kingdom with the resources at your disposal. Again, but being a blessing by influencing policies, galvanizing support in the favor of the kingdom with the resources at your disposal. Financial resources, human resources, intellectual resources. Intellectual resources. Even political resources where necessary in the favor of God's kingdom. You are there. God gave you resources and the kingdom policies must be influenced. And those of you in the National Assembly and in places where policies are made that affect the kingdom, this is your word. Those of us that God has given resources, this is your word. There are those who can, with your friends, you know what? I am taking one crusade, you take one. That kind of a thing. In the favor of the kingdom. That was what King Cyrus did. Cyrus was the king of Persia. The Iranians today are the Persians. He was their king then. A Persian king of old was used by God in the days of Ezra to rebuild Jerusalem. The Bible said so in the book of Isaiah chapter 45 and in verse 1 to verse 3. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holding to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the tulip gates, and the gates shall not be shut. And I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight, and I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that thou may know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. And in verse 13, he said, I have raised him up in righteousness. I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city and he shall let go my captives. Did he build a city? Yes. Ezra chapter 6 verse 3 to 5. Look at the commandment that Cyrus was given. In the first year of Cyrus, the king, the same Cyrus, the king, made a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. Let the house be builded, the place where they offer sacrifice, and let the foundations thereof be strongly laid, the height thereof 70 cubits and the breadth thereof 70 cubits. And Cyrus did not just give the commandment, he released the resources. He told Ezra, everything you will need is available for the house of the Lord to be built. A heathen king who knew the Lord. This is what it means to be blessed. To use resources at your disposal to be a blessing. There are two guys seated here today, and I'm going to surprise you. When it was time for us to get the land and for our big site, when we have overflooded Area 1 church in 6 services, that flowed to outside the fence. Lord, we are choking here. Every night vigil, people are sitting on the road. Rain falls, it falls on us. How do we go about this? All right. We had to look for land. We went all the way to Karshin, Nasarawa area. We got big lands there. But God said, go to the place I showed you in the dream of the night. Night vision. And he showed me this place in the night vision. And I called one of our members who is a property agent. And I said, kneel down here. And I anointed him with oil. And I said, go to so and so place. Our land is there. Go and bring it. And he went. And within 7 days, he came. We say, I have seen the land. And we came, and here is the land. Here he is. Stand. Let me pray for you. And I called a group of architects together. And I said, this is the kind of building I want. No pillar in the roof. I gave them. And I don't want to have many sides. Some people are on this side. Some people are on this side. Some people are this. It's okay. Calm down on this one. Hold on. I'm talking about this sanctuary now. I don't want people. I want to face one side. And I want everybody to face the same side. And I don't want any pillar blocking anybody. Go. And they brought 6 buildings. And I saw one. I said, this is the one. And the one who designed this one that we are in is also here. Come. Today is your day of being publicly recognized. And may God use this to take you forward. Fire! In the name of Jesus. He said, is it possible for Nigerians to design a thing like this? Not just Nigerians, Nigerians in our midst. The civil, I have known him for 30 something years. The civil engineer who was responsible for this solid structure is now on secondment from here to the ARC project in Lagos. Also here. All from inside the house. All from inside the house. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. I was just talking about being a blessing to the house. All the resources at your disposal. Financial resources, intellectual resources, every resource at your disposal. I see a new season for somebody. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. A believer's amen. Take your seat. Many of us have done several things. If we are to bring people out one by one today, to be too much. People who have built churches from foundation to roofing that we dedicated recently are here. People who have done several things. God knows you. He sees you. He will bless you and he will reward you. Say a louder amen. Finally, what do? In the light of being a blessing to our generation. Number one, is the same thing I said in the first service. Change your thinking. I'll just give you fresh scriptures. Change your thinking. Review your mindset regarding the blessing. Let us come to the point where we just begin to look for things to consume, things to wear, things to drive. Change your thinking. Renew your mind regarding the subject of being a blessing. Proverbs 23 and in verse 7. Proverbs 23 and in verse 7. It says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. as he thinketh in his heart. Lord, I am not thinking in terms of just being blessed now. I am thinking in terms of being a massive river, a massive ocean flowing to my generation, as he thinketh in his heart. Change your thinking. Number two, give expression to the love of God by being a blessing. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Change. Give expression to the love of God. You cannot be a blessing until you love like God loves. You want to make a difference in your community. You want to make a difference in society. You want to make a difference in the lives of people. You want to make a difference in the kingdom. You are giving expression to the love of God by being a blessing. And number three, start from where you are with what you have. God said to Abraham, from the place where thou art, look. Luke chapter 16 verse 10. Look at what he said. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust in the much. Don't say how I wish I can sponsor a crusade. No. Start from where you are. Maybe you have 100 naira out of 200 or out of whatever amount. But that is what you can afford. Write it, put in an envelope. You know, when you put things in an envelope, nobody knows what is inside. Whether it's a check of 1 million or 100 naira. Alright, this is my giving for the crusade. I may not build a church, but I can buy a bag of cement. This is my bag. You start from where you are. Somebody just told me now that one of the crusades of this week, there was an item that needed like 7 million to handle. And when the person was told, it's 7 million, he said, well, I cannot do the whole crusade, but let me give 5 million out of this 7 million. And said, as I just spoke now in the first service, there was an excitement. Okay, it means I can start from anywhere. When God sees your faithfulness with where you are now, he can move you to higher levels. Don't wait until you can do everything. Start from where you are. Did you see what Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 4 said? Open to it. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. Now, go to the New Living Translation. The Living Bible. TLB. Everybody read with me. If you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. Let everything be perfect. Let me have all the money I want. Then I can do this. Let me get married first. Then I can be more settled to serve God. Let me do this first. Let me do that first. You will never get anything done. Start from where you are. You are blessed. Somebody who is blessed, say amen. Somebody who is blessed, say amen. If una wait for the time where the wind and the weather go just day right, una no go plant anything. And una no go harvest anything. If you don't plant anything, you go feed harvest. Hallelujah. You are blessed. Are you ready for more? You are a blessing. You know you need to be blessed before you can be a blessing, right? So let's start from there. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. But now you are a blessing. You are a blessing. Lift your hands and give him the praise. You are a blessing. You are a blessing. You are a blessing. You are a blessing. Now, All the things I said now, the people I prayed for, nothing like, this is my charge. You must understand what it will cost an official architectural firm to design a project. They charge you a percentage of the project cost as the design cost. You are a blessing. Somebody say a loud amen.
You are a blessing. You are a blessing. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout a believer's amen.
Lift your voice and say, Father, I am available to be your blessing to my generation.
I am available not just to be blessed, but to be a blessing
to my generation. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Take your seat 1 minute. We went to the Philippines. And like I started saying from the first service, we went to the Philippines. And we did not go on a holiday. We went for impact. And this is a testimony we started hearing from the Philippines. While I was in Onisha, the pastor sent me this message. He said, pastors are calling concerning the massive impact of the crusade in the Philippines. Everyone is fired up and excited to do more for God. Listen to this. The mayor of Pagadian he can't contain himself. That was the mayor we led to Christ and got him filled with the Holy Ghost at the airport. The crowd in Pagadian was the largest in the history of the city. For as long as that city ever existed, till today, till that crusade, the largest. They have invited us back there. Mayors and politicians are attending church all over the Philippines for the first time last Sunday. Are you just sitting and looking like that? One crusade in 3 cities. Mayors in other places are saying, I think it is the right thing to do now is to go to church. Take your seat. Many testimonies of healings. Madman for 30 years went to church for the first time, having been healed from the crusade. Excitement of the people is still very high. Pastors are calling and testifying. And the whole nation is singing Ogayolo. He said, you brought Nigeria to the Philippines. Look at their Ogayolo dance. Just take a look at their dance. Start with the volume. Start from the beginning with the volume.
Oh, my God.
Give the Lord a praise.
That is the extent to which the work that you and I are involved in. Like I said, we went on the behalf of the kingdom, on the behalf of this commission on this platform. And as you are with us in prayers, you are with us in being on ground when we are in the field. As you are with us in giving at any level, we are together. Whether it is in China, anywhere, we are there together with you. And the harvest and the rewards will be for all of us. All that is required is that you do what you are meant to do. While we are in the field, be in prayers. While we are in the field, be in the field within the vicinity and be on ground. And as we go to the field, be a part of the going. And the Lord bless you in Jesus' name.